Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Well, cattle futures looked open mixed this morning while the hogs are set to open higher here on Thursday. Cattle buying should slowly take on greater definition today, with initial bids around $131 to $132 in our part of the country and $212 to $214 in the north. Positively, packers are short-bought with beef demand surging. Negatively, futures keep sliding lower, unable to hold above ground above last week's cash, assuming asking prices stay firm at $136 to $138 in the south and $216 to $218 in the north. Significant trade volume may not surface until sometime tomorrow. Live and feeder futures seem staged to open on a mixed basis, thanks to a combo of follow-through selling and short covering. The cash hog trade finally seemed to show greater stability at mid-wake. Indeed, Wednesday's negotiated market sported both higher bids and greater trade volume. This could be a promising sign that ready numbers are finally beginning to tighten, yet it remains too early to tell. Stay tuned. Lean futures should open moderately higher again, supported by short covering and possibilities of improving fundamentals. Well, to the surprise of no one, given the strength of yesterday's rally, grains traded lower overnight into Thursday morning. Soybeans gave back some of the late spike rally, while corn and wheat slid lower. Gold and crude oil were both lower, due in part to the continued rally in the U.S. dollar index. Like the grains, the Dow Jones futures were lower following strong gains on Wednesday.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
May Chicago wheat closed higher, though, yesterday, with bearish non-commercials under pressure to cover their short obligations in the face of Wednesday's broad rally in grains. Fundamentally, there's no reason to be bullish in wheat, especially with the current forecast for heavy rain amounts throughout the Western Plains just days away. May corn closed posted its highest close in 10 weeks as all grains price benefited from China's news that several commodity imports jumped higher in March. And the soybeans closed sharply higher after Dow Jones reported that China imported 6.1 million metric tons of soybeans in March, up 36 from a year ago. That's 36%. We'll check the futures after this. On our cattle futures, April live cattle were down 135 at 132.175, and the June was down 112 at 121.72. August feeder cattle down 47 cents, 154.80, and the May was down 112, 149.92. May hogs down to 92 at 74.17, and the June was down 110, 78.10. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May up 7.25 at the close, 454.5, and July was up 7.5 at 465. May wheat was up 9 cents, 461.5, and July was up 8.75 at 467.5. May corn up 10.75 at 373.5. July was up 11.5 at 377. May soy was up 19.5 at 955.75, and the July was up 19.75 at 964.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.